I received my certification in 2004 down in Atlanta, Georgia. The Social Graces Program will cover all aspects of etiquette, protocol, and manners. There are at least 100 topics concerning etiquette, but I believe the most important topic for today would be the job interview process, the do's and don'ts once you get that call for a job interview. I have a special guest with me today. Her name is Maureen Booten, and she is Associate Director with Workforce New York. Thanks for coming in today, Maureen.
Thanks very much for the opportunity, Nan.
Would you please explain what Workforce New York is about?
Sure. Workforce New York is a program that helps both job seekers and businesses in the community, both Columbia and Greene County. So if job seekers are looking for work, training, tips on resumes, job applications, how to look for work, we can help them out with that. And for businesses, we do recruitment and placement and some training assistance for them as well.
And you have a career fair coming up shortly at Columbia Greene Community College.
We do, next week, next Wednesday, 10 to 2 at the college.
And you're going to have employers there with tables set up for hiring? And
absolutely. We have about 34 employers with all types of different jobs, from nursing to office to welders. And we also have some community agencies that will provide information about their services and a few different educational opportunities. So there's something for everyone there. Mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity to actually meet the human resource professional.
It sure is, and we'll mention it again before the program ends. Before we get into the job interview process, you're very knowledgeable with the importance of a well-put-together resume and a reference sheet. I will be talking more about, once you get the call for the interview, the steps that you need to take. So we'll start first with the resume and the reference letter.
Sure, absolutely.
It's more important than anything that your resume is put together properly, because that's what's going to get you the call for the interview.
That's right. That's the resume's job, is to get you called for the interview. So the resume has to be absolutely perfect. It has to have your achievements, results, not just kind of talk about what you did, but how you were able to make changes and improve your last work environment, whatever it might be, and really have a lot of detail about what your skills are. Not that you could do it all in the office, but what are those specific, you know, duties that you did have?
I think we talked about on the way over here, if you're a more mature applicant, how many years do you go back on your resume? Not from the beginning when you were sacking groceries at the grocery store.
No, not at all. About 10 or 15 years. Most of the resumes we're doing now are really skills-based resumes. So you'd only list maybe the last job or two. You'd go back the 10 or 15 years, and then you'd have skill categories and kind of reinventing yourself, whatever job you're looking for. So you could bring back skills from years ago, incorporate them in your resume, but you don't necessarily need to go way back into your work history.
Okay. And excuse me, as far as the references, do the employers actually call the references that you put down?
Oh, I think they do. Absolutely. And references are a little bit trickier these days, because sometimes using your last employer is not helpful. They'll only confirm your dates of employment and your job title. They really don't give any other information, for the most part. So people really have to think that out pretty thoroughly, who they might use. And I always say, you think out of the box. So if you had different contacts that you work with in your business, your customers, your vendors, those folks might be great resources for references for you. If there's any way you can get past work evaluations, any kind of nice notes, you know, thanks for working the extra day, the overtime, whatever, those are kind of informal ways that you can try to promote yourself, a little bit different from traditional references. But if the business closed, everyone else left, it's tough to get references sometimes.
Yes, I could see that. So, you know, in today's job market, there could be many applicants applying for even one job opening. So And you may have the same skills, the same, basically copies of resumes that are duplicates because they're as qualified as you are. So today's program is going to be about how you conduct yourself in a professional manner once you get the call that you have a job interview. And I'm going to go through a pretty detailed step. So if you want to get a pencil and paper out for yourself or in the future that you might need these tips, please feel free to do so. The first thing that you need to do after you've sent in your resume and your reference letter and you've gotten the call is don't assume that you know how to get to the location of the interview. I would suggest that you take a dry run to the business. Also, when you have located the business where the interview will take place, be sure that you time how long it took you, add for additional traffic, scope out the parking situation. In many, larger cities, you may think you know exactly where the office is, but what if you have to park 5 blocks away? It's just something to think about because the first big no-no going to a job interview is to show up late. Not even 5 minutes late is acceptable. In fact, I suggest on the day of the interview that you plan on arriving 15 minutes early. That would give you time to catch your breath, relax a little bit before you're called in, and maybe if you need to go to the restroom, just 15 minutes will give you that time. You may have to fill out some paperwork. I'm not sure, but just allow yourself that 15 minutes. Now, when you're preparing for your interview, your clothing and appearance are very important, and it's always better to overdress than underdress. You may be interviewing for an office job, a restaurant position, or even working outside somewhere, but you still need to look impeccably clean. Your hair, your clothes, your shoes shined, your hands clean. You need to look your best. Have a decent haircut. I know these sound like very simple steps, but it's all part of this process of landing you the job. I say no perfumes or aftershave. Be impeccably clean. Make sure your shoes are shined. This will make a big impression on your potential employer. And even though you may not be meeting with the manager of the department that you're hoping to get into, but believe me, the interviewer is taking plenty of notes on you. If not mental notes, then you actually see them writing down notes, and that's what they're writing down, your appearance. So now you know exactly where the interview location is. You've checked out the parking. You have on your nice clothes that you've picked out. Your shoes are shine, your hair is done, your nails are clean. You're going to do fine. But do you know the history of the company? Do you know exactly what the company does? Find out what you can about the company. That will convey to the interviewer that you are truly interested in the company and the job itself, not just any old job. It will show to the interviewer that you are interested in the company itself. So you're on time, you look great, and you're called into the interviewer's office. Always extend your hand for the official handshake, a firm grip, making eye contact, shake hands whether it's a man or a woman that's the interviewer. No mamby-pamby handshakes where you just barely touch their fingertips. You grab onto their hand, shake it once or twice with the firm handshake. Look them in the eye and smile. Say that you're happy to be there. Call the interviewer by name, last name only, unless the interviewer requests that you use the first name. You can never go wrong using your social skills. Do you have anything to add to that, Maureen, in your interviewing experience?
Well, I think before the interview, too, you really want to be prepared and do a lot of research online about the company so that you have a good background of what they do. You have good prepared questions based on their website, you know, what their future looks like, their products, whatever. And if you can find information or more detailed job description, that would be really helpful. So you can talk about how your skills and experience match what they're looking for and the duties that would involve with that particular position. But I think you really need to be confident and articulate. One thing we do mention at the job fair is kind of try to practice by talking to different businesses that maybe you're not 100% interested in, but just so you do get confidence. So if people are called for an interview and they think, I'm not even sure if I'd be interested in that, I strongly recommend they go. And there might be other opportunities down the line or something that aren't advertised yet, but you don't ever want to say no to somebody as far as an interview. It's a great opportunity to, again, meet people and network, and that's really what it's all about.
And if you don't get the job, that's okay. It's not wasted time because you're building your confidence.
Absolutely.
And the more interviews you go on, the better and more poised and graceful that you're going to be and not so nervous.
Absolutely.
It's very nerve-wracking, you know, for people. I think that people should be prepared for pretty much these three questions that are always asked in an interview. What are your strengths?
Absolutely,
right?
Yes.
They're going to ask you that. I would suggest that you would give the interviewers some concrete examples of your good points. Most of us can talk about our virtues, honesty, promptness, resourcefulness, but a good example, like taking over when your supervisor was out sick and handling it well, that would be great if you could mention something like that. Another thing you might be asked is, why do you want this job? I mean, they do ask that, don't they?
Sure, absolutely.
And
you want to tell them more than just for the money, what you can bring to the table, absolutely.
Yes. The most basic question, why do you want this job? But it is a very important one. And if you're currently employed, maybe what you shouldn't do is avoid saying you feel that your talents aren't appreciated. Another thing about your interview is don't be negative of any way. You want to be an upbeat personality, calm if you can be, sociable, pleasant. Don't be angry or negative. If they ask you any questions about the company you were with or your past bosses, don't say anything negative about them.
That is a number one rule.
Mm-hmm.
Always positive.
Yes. Excuse me, no matter what you might feel like sharing with them, this isn't your wife or your spouse or your girlfriend that you're talking to. You're trying to land this job. You may be asked, what was the hardest thing you ever faced in a job? Do they ask that very often?
Yeah, I think this is similar to that. There's a lot of situational questions. You know, the hardest thing maybe you experienced in your last job, or maybe just a situation. You know, something comes up, you see someone doing something dishonest or a difficult customer, how would you handle it, what do you do, those type of things. But there are a lot of situations, and you can never prepare 100% for the interview. You never know what they're going to ask. But certainly thinking of different situations is really important.
But wouldn't you say, I haven't been on a job interview in a long time, but and maybe they've changed their questions, but they always try and throw you a couple of curveballs, right?
Sure, there's always trick questions.
Just to see how you are on your feet.
Sure.
Yes.
Sometimes even before the face-to-face interview, there's also phone interviews, many more phone interviews these days. And people really have to become comfortable with that. And some people recently were giving me feedback saying that it was much more difficult than they thought because they use their hands and they draw different things. And the phone really was a different set of skills that they needed to have. But that's quite often happens.
Well, maybe they want a phone interview before, just to see how you speak and your knowledge of the company and your history, your career history.
Absolutely.
Even though they've seen your resume, just speaking with someone over the phone, maybe that would let them know for sure that they absolutely want you to come in, and maybe it's a 50-mile drive.
It's a screening tool.
Yes.
Sure. Yep, absolutely.
So we're going to go for a quick break right now, and we'll be back in about 10, 15 seconds. Thank you for listening to Social Graces. So if you're just joining us now at the middle of the program, this is the Social Graces program at WGXC 90.7 in Hudson. My name is Nan Marin. I'm with Maureen Booten, who is the Associate Director of Workforce New York, and we're talking about the job interview process. One thing at the top of the show that I forgot to mention was before your resume, you fill out a job application, and it is very important.
There
are do's and don'ts, and I'm going to let Maureen give us her expertise on that topic.
Sure. Job applications, they're not fun, they're tricky, and they're very time-consuming. If they're online applications, you really have to be very accurate. Give yourself a lot of time. Write down all the passwords, the logins. Sometimes there's tests that are a component of it, and you just really want to make sure that everything is accurate. Recently, there's been a lot of problems with reference contact info. You know, if people can't be contacted, it's really a challenge. But the job application, if it's paper or online, you really do have to give a lot of detailed information about what the position was, the duties. If there's an extra skill area on an application, you don't want to leave anything blank. So a lot of people think, well, I put everything down that I know, you know, all my past jobs. Well, can you tell people about your attendance, your work ethic? Can you lift a certain amount if that's a requirement of a job? What are your computer proficiencies? There's a lot of other things that you could include in that extra skill category. But you need to have your dates, your numbers. A lot of times, especially before the job fair, you might want to have almost like a cheat sheet. So you have everything down so you can easily fill out an application. All of the company names, the addresses, the dates, the phone numbers, so you can just transfer the information and it's all accurate and complete. But the job application is really something that needs to be done right to get through the hoop to get you the interview. So online is tricky. You want to keep your online application active. And on paper, it has to be neat and accurate. If people can't read it, you're not going anywhere either. So very, very important steps in the process.
And I would think it's very important that it's accurate and honest information.
Oh, yes, because it will all be verified after. Absolutely.
Oh, so, you know, after you've had your interview, one thing that I would suggest is stop by the reception desk on your way out and ask for the interviewer's full name, title, and address, because when you get home, you're going to write a thank you note for the interview and for the interviewer's time. And I think it should be handwritten. It could be just three or four sentences, very basic, and stick it in the mail. And not only does that show your good manners, but it also, he or she will be getting that thank you note 2-3 days probably. And they're, again, going to see your name, remember you. It's just another. First, you should do it.
Absolutely. And a lot of people neglect to do the thank you note.
Yes.
Sometimes when people are making decisions quickly, it doesn't always happen, but it's another way to bring your name in front of the interviewer, is to send an email as well. So you could do the email and the written thank you. And if you do the email, again, thinking of social graces, it needs to have all appropriate spelling and capitalization, not instant messenger email, but in a letter format, thanking them for their time and maybe reminding them about something that, you know, they forgot about.
Or you forgot to tell. Forgot to mention I've gotten a couple awards for my high productivity.
Absolutely.
Because it is nerve-wracking, a job interview. And another thing, I wanted to ask you if you could go over those percentages that you had.
Oh, sure.
That you found out today, I think. And these are going to be pretty surprising to our listeners to hear about these percentages.
Sure. This was information from a survey that I sent out to different human resource professionals in both Greene and Columbia County. And I did get over 30 results, and I wanted to get feedback to help job seekers get an understanding of how well human resource professionals saw job applications, interviews, resumes, and what the whole process was all about. So unfortunately, they really did provide a lot of eye-opening feedback, I feel, and good reminders to job applicants about what's important and what maybe they're neglecting a little bit. We asked them the overall questions, if they agreed, do job applications, are they of quality? Only 31% of businesses felt that people submitted quality job applications.
That's unbelievable, isn't it? 31% of people, 31% that filled them out appropriately.
It's a lot of leaving things blank, not signing certain forms. The application can be kind of complex. You know, you're signing off a credit check, a reference check, a drug screen check. So if you miss that stuff along the way, it's not complete.
And what do you think, Maureen, if they receive an application that's not completely filled out or some type of explanation in all the boxes, do they just kind of put that aside and go to the next?
I think if they have a big pile to choose from, that's probably what they do.
And these days, they don't call someone.
Yes, these days. Yep, absolutely. As far as resume feedback, 50% agreed that they had quality resumes. Again, that's another 50 that need work. As far as the interview skills go, only 37% agreed that people perform quality interviews. And that's really an important reason to have the show. Because it's really important tips that you do need to practice, be prepared, be professional, and have a quality interview. Getting to the interview stage is awesome. You have to say congratulations to yourself right then.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to do a nice job with that as well.
Yes. Was that the last stat that you had?
There were more tips about specifically the interview. I asked them, what did they feel were important components of the interview? Articulation of skills between very important and important, well, almost 90%. So you need to be able to talk about your skills. Appearance, 90%, important or very important. Being able to discuss past jobs or coworkers, positively, of course.
Yes.
90%. Being able to explain why they're the best candidate, 85%. Body language, of course. You want to have good eye contact. That was another 90%. But just, it's really important tips and information, I think. Our website, just to give a plug, is columbiagreenworks.org. And the survey information is on the front page under What's New, as well as the list of our job fair
attendees. That's great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And the job fair will be next?
Next Wednesday, 10 to 2 at Columbia Green Community College. There'll be many signs out. It's in the gymnasium. All the businesses have a booth. They'll have job applications, information about their positions. You know,
that's wonderful.
Be reminded about your 30-second sell. And, you know, shake their hand, explain, you know, who you are.
Eye contact, smile, stand up straight, be clean.
Right.
Because they're hiring there.
Absolutely. We only want them coming if they're hiring.
Yes.
Yep.
So these are things that will hopefully make sure the interviewer will remember you and all of your social graces. and that you were confident and polished, because besides your resume and work ethics, this is what they're relying on, that you're hopefully going to land that job. Good luck to everyone. And this is the inaugural show of Social Graces. I'll be back next month. If you have any topics that you would like for me to discuss, you can email me at nan@wgxc.org. I would appreciate your feedback on the show. Thank you very much for listening.
Thanks, Nan.
Thank you, Maureen.